One of the games of the year was out at Victoria Park in the GDFL, 8-9-57 apiece, Bannockburn and Geelong West. We spoke with Geelong West coach Mitch White. We're now speaking with Bannockburn coach Peter Riccardi. Rico, thanks for joining us firstly, but I just want to ask you the same question I asked Whitey. Is it a hollow feeling the day after, or do you see some positives out of the result?
Yeah, it's a hard one to say. I thought we, in the end, stole 2 points off Geelong West. You know, we'll probably look for the first quarter and probably the last 10 minutes when we're 15 points down to come back and steal the 2 points, 2 points off Geelong West. So I'm happy we've got the 2 points because it puts us obviously 2 points clear of, you know, third, fourth and fifth. But, yeah, disappointed in just the way we played after quarter time.
Yep. What changed after quarter time? Was it something that they did that took you away from what you wanted to do, or did your players go away from what you wanted them to do?
We kind of went away from what we wanted to do. We're playing some good footy. We didn't allow to have their spare dead ball in the footy. And Luma just chopped us up after quarter time, to tell you the truth. Every time we went forward, he was there just repelling it. So we planned for that. We planned for the way they like to switch the footy out. We stopped doing that. We said if we make them kick down the line, we'll go a long way for us to win the game of footy. And we did that well in the first quarter and then just totally went away from it. Whether structurally they did something different after quarter time. And then in the dying part of the game, when the game was actually, we had to move the ball forward to win the game of footy, actually we got the game back on our terms.
Yep.
And in the end, we probably could have stole the game off, and we probably had three or four opportunities to either kick a score or, you know, pull a point, and they kind of like had a permanent goalkeeper.
Yep. Is a draw a fair result, do you think, then?
No, they should have won the game.
Yep.
Simple.
Okay.
Yeah, they were better for longer over the period. We were good in that first quarter. We didn't allow them to score. And then they just didn't allow us to score until that last, 10 minutes when the game was, they were 15 points up, I think, at that stage. And, we've had, five shots of goal. We probably had eight shots of goal and three of them didn't score. So, we stole it off then, which is, I said that to Mitch. We stole 2 points off you, really.
Yep. You sit second on the ladder. Do you take confidence with still six rounds to play that despite being 10 rounds in, as an external observer, it just looks like you still haven't clicked into gear yet, despite the fact you've got 7.5 wins from 10?
Yeah, I said that exactly. Like, we're disappointed in the way we played, but on the upside, geez, we can get a hell of a lot better. We're not playing anywhere near the footy we know we can play, and we're 2 points clear on our third. Bit in second, so if it clicks, and that's the thing when you get new blokes coming to the and trying to learn structures. We've got 11 new fellas that come in and out of that side. We don't know what our best side looks like yet. So it's, like you said, we've got six rounds to go to hopefully make it click. I know what we can do defensively because we're hard to score against. We do that well. It's just the connection going forward and hitting our forwards. I mean, once Blake Miller comes back from suspension, I think it's going to straighten us up a little bit more because we've only got that one tall target at the minute. Hopefully when Blake comes back, it's going to straighten us up and allow us to, hit centre-half forward instead of going around, around the long way how we're going at the minute.
Yep. Talk to us about Kieran Fulton's impact since his return from Leopold.
Yeah, he's been really good. And he's just finding his feet as well after having, no footy at all for, pretty much the whole year. I think he had four goals last week, chipped in, kicked a goal, although it didn't say it on the paper, so I'm not sure who got that one. Might have been BJ, I reckon. I'm not sure how that works. So he's 6'6" and BJ's 5'3". and it was a set shot. Anyway, that's for another day.
Oh, wow.
But just his impact around the ground, giving Benny Cole a hand in the rough as well. Like I said, with Blake coming back in a couple of weeks, it's really going to straighten us up, and we're going to see how we look. We're going to look a lot different, moving the ball forward.
Yep. Any injuries out of yesterday, Rico?
No. BJ got a bit of a sore back. So he might not play next week. He just got a cork. So we'll just see how he goes, how he pulls up. And apart from that, no, we're all free, I think.
Yep. You've been pretty lucky in regards to injuries this year, but you've got a couple of blokes that didn't play yesterday. With Blake Miller, we know, is suspended. Tristan Battaglia didn't play. Can you give us an update on him and whether you'll see him soon?
Yeah, he'll be back next week. He just had a baby. So he had a baby Thursday night, and he just texted me Saturday morning saying, mate, I've had no sleep at all. I don't think I'll be able to play and give you 100%, which is fine. So that was the reason why he pulled out. Luke Bowden, hamstring, probably 2 or 3 weeks away. Joey Sammer should be back next week, coming off a hamstring. And we're still unsure on Cal Heddington, whether he might have to put a line for him for the year with his knee. So, the 4 or 5 that got to come back into that side, which is a good problem to have.
Yep, you got another game into Brad Watts too.
Yeah, exactly right. He's still finding his feet as well. Didn't have much impact yesterday, but I just think the more he plays, the better he's going to get. In the back end of the year.
Yep, absolutely. Next week, trip out to Anarchy. We know they're battling. I know you never pencil in 4 points because you just never know what's going to happen on the day, but based on results, you should pick up a win there. And I think that takes you through to the end of playing everybody once. And that's where you get the real true indication of where you're at. But as you say, there's still some work to do for Bannockburn. If you'll probably be there in September, but it's what you can do in September is going to probably come down to what you do over the next 6 weeks.
That's right. And we spoke about it briefly after yesterday's game. Like, if we keep serving up what we served up yesterday for 2.5 quarters, and then, we did the same thing against Corio. They got on top of us for a quarter, and Invalide, got us in that last quarter. Like, if we just have them lapses every game, come finals, you do get a second chance, but if you play in that elimination final, well, you're done and dusted, and, when you're playing good sides, because the top 5 sides are very good sides in this competition. Not even Geelong West are a very good side, who's just sitting outside that.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you don't take anything for granted, because if you take your foot off the pedal or just lose sight of what you're going for, you'll get steamrolled by that. Whoever you play, whether that is Invalide or an Anarchy, who unfortunately haven't won a game yet.
Yeah, Rico, always good to talk. Commiserations or congratulations, I don't know which one to say. But I think, as you said...
Well, probably congratulations to us, because we stole 2 points.
Yeah, absolutely.
To old Mitchie. So.
Yeah. There have been some good games over the journey between the two clubs, hasn't there?
Oh, we really match up well. They match up well against us as well, and we find it hard to score. We have trouble against... John West, Belmont Lions, we seem to have we struggle with, and they'll play still. So the rest, we kind of, you match up pretty well against the opposition side. So, it is what it is. And for some reason, our boys don't like orange.
Yeah. very good. Rico, always good to talk. We'll talk, no doubt, in the run to the finals. Look forward to catching you soon on the Wash Up podcast.
No worries, bud. Thank you.